This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, we took a look at the world of comedy on the night shift this week. Comedy DXB and a special show happening on Friday, She Said What's, featuring all female comedians. We were joined by Saha Ali and Monsef to talk about that and to talk about the forthcoming Dubai Comedy Festival. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show each and every weeknight, 8 through 10, here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Tell you what, I don't think I'm talking comedy, or I should be talking art with Saha, who is joining us. Saha Ali, the most colourful lady that I've seen in a long, long time. What a jacket that is. Is that your stage wear?
Thank you. Actually, I was testing it today to see if I would get any compliments so that I would wear it tomorrow.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done, hasn't it? Yeah, because tomorrow's a big night for you, which we'll get to very shortly. We've also got Monsef with us, who last time you were here, I said you could be the next James Bond, but sadly you haven't got the part.
I didn't,
No, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, they said you can be James Bond, but if you be quiet.
So anyway, but we won't cry over that. But tomorrow night is a big night, certainly for female comedy in town, with a big show that's going to be happening at the Jumeirah Zabil Sarai. It's called She Said What. Tell me a bit more about this, Saha.
Yes, super exciting. We have a all-female lineup. With myself, hosted by Ima Dumagai, Roxy, you may know her from the last few weeks. She will be there. We have a comedian called Rula, Denise, Noha, and Valentina.
So it's seven comics?
Seven female lineup.
All female. Yeah. That would never have happened a few years ago. We would be lucky to get one female comic on the bill, never mind seven.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in a venue as great as the Zabil Sarai as well. So it's a great opportunity to...
Yeah. I mean, do you all kind of know each other? Is there a real community of female comedians in Dubai?
Yeah, we do. We all know each other. I mean, the community itself, everybody would kind of know each other too.
Yeah,
but when there is a woman that joins, we do tend to add her to the WhatsApp group and pull her in or do dinners together and whatnot.
Yeah, how cool. So, have you prepared your set for tomorrow? Do you know roughly what you're going to be doing? Or is it very much totally off the cuff?
I want to say I'm fully prepared, but I was just testing my jokes out on Monsef there.
Did he not laugh?
No, he laughed.
He did.
I'm funny, right?
Is it going to be funny?
Yeah. There is a joke happening. Should I say it?
Make sure it's okay for her.
There's definitely a joke we're cutting. Okay. Other than that, we're all good. Yeah. Right? I think we've all knew that this was coming up, so we've just been working towards it for the last few weeks. So.
Right. Do you think it's the first of many all-female shows?
I hope so. I believe.
Yeah. Let's talk about female comics. I mean, who was some that you admired? When you were kind of getting into the business and thinking, I want to be a comedian.
I love Catherine Ryan, actually, who's coming for the Dubai Comedy Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And Zainab Johnson is one that I really love because she's so much like me. Much better, much more successful.
Sounds like your twin.
We have similar backgrounds. She's American, but we... even when she was here for the Dubai Comedy Festival 2 years ago, people were sending me pictures of her on stage saying, like, that's
Is that
you.
You?
I'm
that,
like, oh, one day, I hope. So, yeah, that'd be my goal for the future.
Now, you've got a big show as well tomorrow night. Is it Blah Blah?
I got a show tomorrow at Blah Blah, yeah.
Now, tell me about this gig.
Yeah, it's going to be with the... It's called Arabian Expat with Flamingo. We have the show tomorrow starting at 8 p.m. at Blah Blah.
With Flamingo?
Yeah. Flamingo Live, that's the one who producing that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you got live flamingos on stage.
So that's what is going to happen. Actually, it's the same venue where they had the Dubai Comedy Festival like 2 years ago. So it's going to be there.
Right. I just want to refresh our listeners' memories, just in case they weren't listening last time you were here, because you've got quite a story as to how you made your way into comedy. And it's stuck with me. And, it really is... It's kind of, it takes my breath away a little bit. Just regale that story for us again.
So how I start?
How you got into comedy?
So at 7 years old, I knew I wanted to do comedy. I watched a comedian who actually coming to Dubai Comedy Festival this year. His name is Gad Elmaleh. And And then I came here to Dubai. I wasn't able to speak English. And I saw people doing comedy and I was interested about it. So the problem was the barrier of language. And then I had a car accident.
Yeah.
And from that day, I'm like, okay, I will push myself and try to do it. And then I started DMing people on Instagram. I'm like, hey, I'm a stand-up comedian, which is I'm not. And I never tried it before. And they're like, okay. So they give me a spot. I did 5 minutes. And I Google Translate all
it's
my
super
jokes.
Super brave. Like, isn't that brave, Saha? You know, to try and make people laugh in not your native language.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, but do you do that?
It was like, it's like a need, you know? It's like you, and when you got your first laugh, you'll be addicted to it. So it was like a need. Like, I need to make people laugh. Like, That was a
yeah, thing. But not in your native language. I think that is unbelievable.
Like I give example, Charlie Chaplin, he make everybody laugh without even saying a word. So like now I have to figure out if the English is my tool to communicate.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I have to work myself and learn the language.
Do you think the native English speakers like it that, you know, that maybe the accent that you're speaking in, and you know, maybe you can.
What's wrong with my accent?
Aim some jokes. Aim some jokes. That's the way that you speak English. Mm. Which I'm not saying it's funny or anything like that, but did they kind of appreciate what you do?
So in the beginning, because I was like talking too fast. Because here's the thing about speaking multiple languages.
Yeah.
It's like you change a character, you know.
Yeah.
And beginning in English, like now I speak six.
Six languages.
Yes, and so that's what helped. So it changed you, you know.
Yeah. So a switch kind of goes off, and you're in that mode.
So in English, I was like more fast when I talk.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I tried to work on that because in the beginning, like when I talk, like sometimes I don't articulate and people wouldn't understand what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
And I work on that. And now, like, we can talk.
Yeah, yeah. We're chatting away, just like wonderful people. So tickets for tomorrow, are they still available for the ladies' gig?
They are. They can be found on Platinum List. So if you just look up She Said What, you can see them there.
She Said What and...
For Blah Blah, yeah, you can book with the Flamingo and... yeah, and we'll be there. So, yeah.
Just remember Flamingo.
Flamingo.
We're going to come back and look at a few other gigs that are happening. And we've mentioned a couple of times the Dubai Comedy Festival. That's going to be happening from the 12th to the 21st of April. We'll talk a little bit more about that with Saha and Monsef.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd. On Dubai Eye 103.8, the UAE's number one talk radio station.
Yeah, Comedy DXB, looking at the gigs that are happening this week. We have Saha Ali joining us and Monsef. Of course, She Said What? That's tomorrow night at the Jumeirah Zabil Sarai. You can pick up your tickets for that. Also, Monsef, he's going to be at Blah Blah. But other gigs going on around town? What have you got for us, Saha?
Yes, there is. Well... hopefully everyone will be busy tomorrow at my gig, but on Saturday...
all the others will be empty, won't they?
On Saturday, there's the Clavichord have a gig in Canopy. On Sunday, the Funny Cat are having a Daisy night, which is in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And the Clavichord the Mad Cat are doing a gig in the Clavichord on Sunday. Which is an awesome night in general if you ever get to go to the Clavichord.
Do you like that as a venue? Have you performed there
it
yourself?
It is, yeah. It's one of my favorite. It's a nice, intimate spot. I always find that with comedy, like the dingier, the darker the bar, the more the more it is. It's like the audience all come together to share a secret. You
right.
Know? So in the dark, they'll laugh.
Yeah. You know? Do you find that as well, Monsef?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite venues too.
Is it?
Like, yeah, because like it's the low ceiling, and when people laugh together, like love doesn't evaporate. You know, like
right? It stays
you can
there
feel
for
the
a
energy.
While.
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay, so that's a few things happening at Clavichord. Anything else?
You want to take it away, Monsef?
Well, we got on Wednesday, we got Jazz Lounge at the AFC.
Yeah.
And we got on a Thursday, it's a Laughter Laugh Off. It's in a sports city.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one we got for this week. Yeah.
Right. So the Jazz Lounge, jazz and comedy.
Yeah.
Going together. Now, we spoke about the Dubai Comedy Festival, 12th to the 21st of April. Big names.
Yes.
Including
Zahra Ali and Monsef Umaza.
Right. Yeah. Well, do we need to say any more? But, I mean, this is a massive festival, Zahra, right? I mean, there's a lot of comedians flying in for this.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great lineup as well. There's comedians that we've never seen out on this side of the world, and comedians like Mo, the comedian, and Riyad Musa, who has performed here before. But the really amazing lineup, especially Zahra
Ali. Have you got any favorites?
Yeah, of course. I think Mo, the comedian, is one of my favorite comedians, like, full stop. So it's amazing to have him here. And then Catherine Ryan as well coming over. And I think Vogue Williams is coming over, which is an Irish comedian. So I think,
and how does it work? Is it different venues around town that are hosting shows, you know,
yeah,
on
I believe,
different nights?
Most of the gigs are in the Dubai Opera.
No, for this year, yeah. It's not like the previous year or before. Like this year, they're all in Dubai Opera.
Oh, right.
So, yeah.
Amazing. What a great fan. I mean, that would be very different than clavichord, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Handling the Dubai Opera. Have you got any favourites that are coming this year, this time around?
So the one who I really liked, which is actually, well, there is Sahar, hello.
Yes, like, yeah, of course.
But there is Gad Elmaleh. He's doing his show, but he's doing it in French.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favourite. And
I'm guessing you speak French.
I do speak French.
Yeah. Of the five, is it five or six?
Six.
Like, go on, let's find out what they all are.
So, French, English, Arabic. There is a language that's called North Africa, call it Amazigh.
Wow.
And Italian and Spanish.
Wow, that's not bad, is it? You know, I'm more impressed with that than your jacket.
That's fair.
Yeah, so looking forward to getting on that stage in Dubai Opera.
So, yeah, we're really excited. And plus, I have my brother who's coming. I didn't see him for a while. I'm really,
really
excited about that. Yeah.
What's he called?
What his name?
Yeah.
Mehdi. Yeah.
So he's coming to see you.
Yeah. So I'm going to see him. And actually, he's going to be the first time seeing me on stage. So I'm excited.
Is it really?
That. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's super cool. We're looking forward to that once again. 12th to the 21st of April. And tomorrow night, the big gig, of course. She said, what is the jacket going to be on?
Absolutely.
Sahar? Yeah. It's got to be done, hasn't it? Yeah. Have we got any trousers or a skirt?
Oh, I have no idea. That's as far as I've thought it through. So.
Right. Yeah, maybe you can go and get one made tomorrow. You never know. And that's, of course, presented by Ima, isn't it?
Ima,
the Filipino comedian.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got quite a reputation.
Yeah, she's probably, from our community, she's probably the most successful. Yeah.
Closely followed by you, I'm sure. Well, Sahar and Monsef, thanks so much for coming and talking comedy.
Thank you for having
us. Best of luck for both your gigs tomorrow night. I'm sure they're going to be absolutely brilliant. And I'm sure we'll see you again before the Dubai Comedy Festival.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8. The UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.